Hello, Jan. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Are we going to ask Jan?
We are definitely going to ask Jan because he's going to bring a whole techie approach to the issue. You go for it.
All right, Jan. We're having a discussion, right? I've recently gone back into the dating field, game, whatever you want to call it. And
okay.
I've posted something on Facebook saying that I believe that men, if you ask a woman out and she happens to say yes, and she's going to grace you with her self, that you should foot the whole bill. Even if she offers to pay, don't accept it.
Well, I mean,
just your thoughts.
There's nothing wrong with that, but I think people have differing opinions nowadays. But I think that most folks are still kind of old school in that way.
I'm not saying every date.
It all depends on the situation, though.
I'm not saying every date. I'm saying your first date. When you've asked her out, you do not accept going Dutch or anything like that. You look after her, just like you're going to clean your nails and cut them and smell pretty.
Question: If the vice versa happens, if the lady asks out the man,
yes,
do the same rules apply?
Well, there's a question.
Excellent question.
There's a question. So I would have no problem with that. But the guy would get extra points if he said, you know what, even though you asked me out, I'm
so conventional.
Listen to you.
So conventional, I can't believe it.
Do you believe
it? Do you know what's making me so excited is that I kind of discerned in your sort of reluctance to take that question head on, that you're kind of on my side about this, that we've kind of evolved and we've moved on and we don't need to stereotype. But I've got to tell you, you and me are in a minority of exactly
While I was courting my wife, we were super old school. It was, you know, in terms of, you know, how the dates went and who paid.
Did you open the door for her in the car and like that old school?
Yeah, all of that. That said, I mean, like the relationship was definitely like on even footing from the beginning. She was the one who initiated the talk. And all that stuff. So it wasn't like the ball was always in my court and I always had to make the first move.
Okay, so,
But certainly all those cool old school chivalrous, things, were in our relationship from the beginning.
I need you to just explain something. When you say initiating the talk, would that be the birds and the bees talk? Would that be the marriage talk?
Put a ring on it.
Where is this relationship going for?
All right, just checking, because you did say you were old school.
Sorry, this is a fabulous conversation, and you and I are going to, but we have to talk to Jan about the issue on the agenda, because it's an important one.
Okay.
Sorry, Jan, we've got to come back to data, because massively important,
absolutely,
affects all of our lives. What did the Competition Commission rule today, and what does it mean?
Right, so yeah, this was the big story, and this is probably going to be the big story of the week. The Competition Commission coming out with a report, and calling a press conference and saying Vodacom and MTN must cut their data prices by 30% to 50% in the next 2 months. And if they do not come to the party, that they will be prosecuted. It's quite nebulous there about what they would be prosecuted with. But the Competition Commission is certainly not taking any prisoners, not playing any games here, quite firm. And on top of the massive discounts in data pricing that it wants to enact across the industry. I mean, Vodacom and MTN are the two big players, and their focus is there because they say they control so much of the market share. If Vodacom and MTN do it, they will force the rest of the market to do it. But the other thing that they need to come to the party with is a free amount of data. They call it lifeline data for every single person in the country so that they can participate in the digital economy even when you know, their data runs out or they're unable to buy a bundle, or something like that. So, a big announcement from the Competition Commission there and Vodacom and MTN responding naturally saying, you know, they're obviously still studying this, but their initial reaction is, yeah, we don't agree.
Young, in your opinion, is this doable? Is it a realistic judgment in your view? Is this a realistic standpoint?
No. If this were a chess game, then this would be an incredibly strong opening gambit by the Competition Commission. But, I'm not gonna belabor the metaphor, but, it's almost too strong because Vodacom and MTN will look at the 30-50% price cut and go, right, it's worth our while to take this to court and fight it all the way to the top. You know, it's worth spending the money on lawyers and on all that stuff to fight this thing up to the highest court of the land that will hear this case. If it's a constitutional matter, it'll go all the way there. And so there will no doubt be negotiations between them and the Competition Commission. And if those negotiations break down, I'd expect this to definitely go to court.
Well, certainly you want to keep an eye on.
It's just too large a sum of money. MTN's share price was obliterated by, I think, 8%.
And there's certainly a midway point here. I mean, between free data and cheap data, there's quite a distance.
Absolutely. And so, you know, they are talking about a price cut in addition to offering free data. But the report, there's a lot of stuff right in the report. And I do want to give them credit, you know, where it's due. Among the things that they discuss is the spectrum issue, which we've spoken about before. And I think we've covered, you know, that the mobile network operators really, really want a spectrum, and they've asked for it for years now. That's the radio frequency spectrum, the same kind of stuff that this radio station runs on. But it's like it wants to put the cart before the horse. It's saying we need to have the price cuts now and then the spectrum later. And the operators are saying, hang on, we need the spectrum so that our input costs come down and then the price cuts will follow. And it's going to be an interesting fight because I'd expect if this were the mobile network operators on the line with you, they'd say that what they would want to see is the spectrum to be released first and then allow them to kind of naturally decrease the prices in line with their input costs coming down. And if the regulators are still not happy with that, then they can step in and start waving the regulatory stick around to say, you know, you need to bring data prices down.
Jan Vermeulen, thank you so much. I don't think that the story's going anywhere anytime soon, and I anticipate that we will come back and talk to it and talk about it a few more times going forward. Thank you so much.
It's a huge pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.